Holy God, on this dark day, we walk with you into the darkest places of our world and our lives. Bearing your cross, you lead us to discover that even in the darkest places, your love is ever present. That the place of pain might be transformed into a place of sharing that pain. And in leading us to carry pain and sorrow into life, we discover the healing found within pain and sorrow. So on this day, we see the betrayal of friendship and its consequences. On this day, we remember that your enemies appear to have the upper hand. On this day, we remember that all your prophecies about the end were justified. On this day, we see how unreliable your followers proved to be in real crisis. On this day, we appeared to see the death of God. But as we gather at the foot of the cross, may we know your presence. As we reflect upon this day and the effect it has on our lives, enable us to remember that the passage of events is not some distant history, but an experience of the religious, bigotry, cruelty, and unreliability that continue in our world today. Grasping at your suffering, may we meet your willingness to walk on the boundaries of what is comfortable, that we might learn the lengths and depths of your love. Amen. Would you listen to a scripture reading from John chapter 18?
When he had finished praying, Jesus left his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side, there was an olive grove, and he and his disciples went into it. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place, because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came to the grove, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I am he," Jesus said. And Judas the traitor was standing there with them. When Jesus said, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Again he asked them, "Who is it that you want?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." "I told you that I am he," Jesus answered. "If you are looking for me, then let these men go." This happened so that the words he had spoken would be fulfilled. "I have not lost one of those you gave me." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Jesus commanded Peter, "Put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me?"
Betrayals lie like stone of death within us, weighing down our lives with guilt or pain. We place these stones of betrayal and lay them at the foot of the cross.
Scripture reading, John chapter 18, 15 to 18, and then 25 to 27. Peter's first denial. Simon Peter and another disciple were following Jesus. Because this disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard. But Peter had to wait outside at the door. The other disciple, who was known to the high priest, came back, spoke to the servant's girl on duty there, and brought Peter in. "You are one of this disciples too, are you?" he asked Peter. He replied, I am not. It is cold, and the servants and the officials stood out around a fire that they had made to keep warm. But Peter also was standing with them, warming himself. So we're jumping over the 25. Meanwhile, Simon Peter was still there, standing there, warming himself. So they asked him, you aren't one of his disciples too, are you? He denied it, saying, I am not. One of the high priest's servants, a relative of the man whose ears Peter had cut off, challenged him, didn't I see you with him in the garden? Again, Peter denied it. And at that moment, the rooster began to crow.
Humankind has not changed. We still give power to those who use it to oppress and destroy. We still fail to challenge those who allow the good to die. And so we place these fatal stumbling blocks to love, those which lie in our own lives and in the life of the world, at the foot of the cross. And I ask Diane, on behalf of us all, to lay two stones at the cross. And we pray. God in Christ, you travel with us towards the most wounded places in our souls. You know the agony of pain, guilt, and hurt deep within us. As we face the fact that we have betrayed others or have been betrayed ourselves. Amen.
We are reading from verse 28 to verse 40. Then the Jews led Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. By now it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanness, the Jews did not enter the palace. They wanted to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and asked, "What charges are you bringing against this man?" "If he were not a criminal," they replied, "we would not have handed him over to you." Pilate said, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." "But we have no right to execute anyone," the Jews objected. This happened so that the words Jesus had spoken, indicating the kind of death he was going to die, would be fulfilled. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked. "Or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "It was your people and your chief priests who handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" Pilate asked. With this, he went out again to the Jews and said, "I find no basis for the charge against him. But as it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover, do you want me to release the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "No, not him. Give us Barabbas." Now, Barabbas had taken part in a rebellion.
What is truth? Now there's a question. What is truth? And truth was standing right there in front of him. Had he not said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life"? Yet what was a king doing bearing witness to the truth? What sort of kingdom could he have? So the soldiers took charge of Jesus, carrying his own cross. He went out to the place of the skull which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." And many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be the King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled that said, "They divided my clothes among them. They cast lots for my garment." So this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom she loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Later, knowing that everything that had now been finished, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, wounded and crushed, you gave your life that we might live. Condemned Christ, hanging in agony, sharing the death of criminals, we pray for those who wait. For those who wait in pain, for those who wait in anger, for those who wait in sorrow, for those who wait without hope. And we pray for ourselves, wanting an end to pain, anger, and sorrow, aching for a new hope. May your lingering spirit be the source of our life as we witness to you, sharing pain, anger, sorrow, and hope, however we can.
Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now, Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and alloys, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was a Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there.